Custard Girl. Written by Chansey Lurking. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Sense8. Rating Teen. Category Gen. Also tagged for sharing a bed, friendship, queer themes, gender identity, and Felix is a good bro. Part 5 of the Felix Plus series.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of...
Neither of them are particularly early risers, but sharing a futon for so long means that Felix can actually see firsthand how much easier he sleeps than Wolfgang does. Felix is a pretty damn heavy sleeper, but he's also pretty damn in tune with his brother for not being a headmate. When Wolfgang startles awake at night, Felix doesn't say shit about it. He just waits to see if he's going back to sleep or not, and if he doesn't, pretends to wake up on his own. He knows Wolfgang sees through his ploy, but similarly chooses not to say anything about it. One morning, though, Felix is actually awake before Wolfgang, silently flipping through public television and eating a donut, when Wolfgang rolls over to squint at him. "What the fuck are you doing?" "Eating," Felix says. "Thinking." He doesn't specify that he's been thinking about Wolfgang and the headmates, and laughing about how that sounds like a shitty garage band. But he does add on, "I think I get something now." "Shocking," Wolfgang mumbles, turning back into his pillow. Felix kicks him and takes the punch he gets back without retaliating. "Fuck you, I'm serious." "What do you get, Felix?" Wolfgang sighs. This is usually the part where they prattle on about nothing important until they either get too tired to continue or they have to get up to start the day. But Wolfgang doesn't actually work today, and Felix has a graveyard shift, so he's taking the opportunity to bestow some brilliance on his friend. Felix tosses the remote aside, looks down. "You know how there's people these days talking about how they were born the wrong gender?" This time Felix's head snaps up to look at him. "Felix?" he warns. "No, no joke, really," Felix says, waving his friend off, before Wolfgang can assume he's teasing him. "I didn't get it. Because how can you be in the wrong body, right? It's your body. But it's not about the crust, it's..." He squishes his donut. "The filling." He extends the donut to Wolfgang, who sits up out of the way. "You don't know if it's got jelly or custard inside until you bite it, but it's like, you don't bite strangers." "What the fuck are you talking..." Wolfgang cuts off when Felix scoots closer to him. He's feeling like a fucking genius. He's cracked the goddamn Da Vinci Code here. "No, shut up a second," Felix says. "When I'm talking to Riley and Kala or Sun or Nomi, I don't question that they're chicks because they just are. I bit them. I know." He pokes Wolfgang in the chest just to watch him jerk. "When they're in your body, it's not a dude's body anymore. It's a chick's. It's theirs." He pauses. "Hers. Hers is? Dude." He whacks Wolfgang in the shoulder, excited at his own intelligence. "Even if you weren't sharing with anyone else, you could still have a chick's body." He bumps his knuckles on Wolfgang's crotch. "This doesn't matter." Wolfgang shoves him. "Hands off." "Holy shit," Felix sits back on his bed, bouncing as a thought slowly connects itself in his head. Holy shit, Wolfie! Bodies are fake! Wolfgang's laugh makes Felix sit back, caught off guard by the brightness in his face. People say gender is a construct, but bodies are fake sounds so much funnier. Felix blinks, guesses, Nomi? God, that's so cool, she says, covering her smile. Yeah, it's me. Gender is a construct? Felix says. What's that mean? It means people just made up what genders are supposed to mean or look like. But that doesn't make it true for everyone. Nomi points at his donut. If someone has custard inside and you call them a jelly donut, you're wrong, not them. Felix blinks at her, then blinks at her again. Oh, he says. Oh, are you... He lowers his voice. Are you a custard donut? Nomi's mouth quirks towards a smile. You know, there's a lot of slang words for what I am, but that's gotta be one of my favorites. All the words that Felix can call to mind make him a little angry, so instead he asks, What's the right word? Transgender, Nomi answers. I'm a trans woman. Trans woman, Felix says, then nods slowly. Custard girl. Nomi's laugh is loud and bright, and Felix feels like that's partly Wolfgang smiling at him, too. Sure, Felix, she says. It feels weird and weirdly right when she pushes herself up using his shoulders and kisses the top of his head. He can feel the exact moment Wolfgang comes back to himself, hands going stiff on his shoulders and jerking his lips away from Felix's hair. There's a pause in which Wolfgang looks startled. It's only a second, but it's long enough for Felix to smirk at him. You can kiss me too, if you want. He loves that Wolfgang does not hesitate to put him in a headlock and wrestle him across the room. The end. I'm dying on the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad world. Bad world. Bad world. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!